Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. I'm continuing my conversation with authors James and Mindy Bradford, a new book out called Masculinity by Design, Finding True North. And we just had a great conversation yesterday, them sharing some of their story and their lives. And if you missed it, I really, really want to encourage you to check out that 14-minute program. Go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org. James, I got to ask you, how did you come up with the title of this, Masculinity by Design?
It actually started all the way back to 2009 after my business failed. I had a relatively good-sized business, had 44 trucks, 128 employees, lost everything I owned after housing market collapse, and I was just broken before the Lord because to the best of my ability, I'd honored him, checked all the boxes, tithe, gave, prayed, fasted, business still collapsed. And what kept coming back to me in my quiet time was Matthew 6:33, and I'm like, really, Lord? Like, what are you talking about? What hit me? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Two commands. Seeking the kingdom. There's a king and a kingdom. There's a design and a designer. My business failed because I violated the laws of business. He has designed everything. I was violating the laws of cash flow. Didn't do leads. I violated the design of business. So then everything, I started seeing through that prism. Relationships have a design. My body, I saw everything through that prism. And what hit me, I don't know if, Greg, you experience, you see a truth, then you start seeing it everywhere. When Jesus was asked a cultural question about divorce, a societal question, he didn't refer to the law or the prophets. He invoked God's original design. His answer was, in the beginning, God made them male, female. The Sermon on the Mount, he invokes the perfection and the authority of the design with how the birds are fed. Then the promise of 6:33 is after Jesus talking about the authority and the power of the original design of God providing. So we're calling men back. This is a roadmap for men to find their way back to God's original design for us as men. And the book's going to be that true north, the compass leading men home.
Well, I think one of the things, we were talking about this off the air, boy, there's started to been a lot of confusion in our culture recently about what a man is. Talk a little bit about that and how this book can help with that.
That's what's so beautiful about God's word and about Jesus is he balanced grace and truth, and he just live it. Let our life speak. So when we seek God's design for us as men, then God pours through us. We walk in hope. We walk in power. And then we're a demonstration of God's great design as we walk in that design like Jesus. Jesus was the second Adam, and we just have to follow in his footsteps.
One of the things, Mindy, that I liked, you guys include the book of Hosea. How did that become a significant part of this book?
Well, that was really part of Jim's walk that he experienced when earlier in his life, and it was a very difficult time for him. So, Jim, do you want to tell us about that?
I do. My first marriage, I mentioned in the book, was we were broken early on. And so, of course, like most men, I'd go to God, was complaining about my marriage, and he took me to the book of Hosea, and it rocked my world. And there's a little verse in there that says, the day's coming, we'll no longer call him maker, we'll call him husband. And it hit me. We're the bride of Christ, Greg. It's kind of hard for us to imagine, but we're the bride of Christ. So I felt like God was pressing me. If you want your wife to have meaningful conversation with you, then you're the bride of Christ. Are you going to have meaningful confirmation with me? He let me see everything in my relationship that way. And the book of Hosea, we're called to walk that way as the bride of Christ and respond. If we want our wife to initiate intimacy with me, do I initiate intimacy with God? If I want my wife to be faithful and be monogamous to me, am I monogamous to God? And that's the section that I've had men text me while they're reading that, broken. When I ask the question, are you the wife to God? You're demanding your wife to be to you.
Ouch. That's good. Oh, such good stuff. Well, I like, obviously, discipleship, we talk a lot about that in the church world. Let me ask you this, Jim. How are discipleship and God's design for masculinity, how are those connected?
I'll say it this way, and this may sound a little strong, but they have to be connected. If you are a disciple, you are walking in God's design. The question, I believe, that as a man we have to ask myself, am I really a disciple or am I just a convert? Am I a convert? Am I just a believer or am I a disciple? And if I am walking as a disciple, I will walk in God's design willingly.
That's so good. For women, Mindy, why should, you know, the ladies are listening to this, why should they buy this book?
You know, I learned so much going through this process as Jim and I were writing this book together. It really allowed me to get into the mind of a man and see things from a male perspective. I never really understood how much men could be wounded and had insecurities and just dealt with so many things that as women, we wear those feelings a lot of times on our sleeve, and it's very obvious, but at least for me, I didn't realize how much men could be wounded and insecure and unsure of things in life as much as women are. So it was very enlightening to me. And I've had a lot of women that just really enjoy reading this book, partially for that reason. But also, I have female friends who maybe they are in a marriage that's a broken marriage, that it's not healthy, but they're still married, or they have been married and then divorced, and they're looking for a godly man. And this book has been very helpful for them to see what God's design for a husband is for women, and trying to get our mind on the things that God wants for us. God wants us to be loved as his daughter. I'm a daughter of the King. I'm a daughter of the Most High God. And my husband should treat me as such. And if I am in a relationship or in a marriage where my husband is not doing that, then that is completely out of God's design for marriage. And if they're in a relationship even before marriage, then they need to get out of that, because we as women should be revered. And I'm not trying to be, you know, something old-fashioned, but as women, we should be valued. We should be shown that we are important and that we should not be diminished or made secondary or lower than. We are equal. We are partners. We bring different things to the table in our marriage, but we are partners in the marriage.
One thing, Greg, that's been kind of an epiphany for me as we went through this process, I've never known intimacy, God's intimacy, till I met Mindy. That's just the truth. It's just the truth. I didn't. Through this process, what happened, it's the first time in my life I had spiritual unity. I had spiritual oneness with her, which then led to emotional safety, which produced emotional transparency, emotional oneness. Then the physical intimacy is the natural byproduct of those things. And if you look at the garden, what happened is when the first thing happened, they broke from God, then they were emotional shame, so their emotions were damaged, then they covered themselves, and so they were apart physically. So they broke spiritually, they were broken emotionally, separated physically. So if I want my marriage to be healed, I have to go to spiritual unity with my spouse first. That produces emotional health and wholeness and oneness, then the physical intimacy. That's the flow that we've learned in our life and the byproduct of this book. So couples, if they go through this together, it'll produce a level of emotional intimacy that's just amazing. And that's what God wants.
So how old were you when you just now, you know, experienced that intimacy, Jess? How old were you with this intimacy? You finally experienced this intimacy.
57. Yeah. 57.
Okay. I want, you know, listeners, because I know there's people say, ah, you know, man, I'm too old for, you know, to experience this. So I want to encourage our listeners. It is never too late.
And I want to say this. It's not some super spiritual talk. I'm living Ephesians 3:20. He has done exceedingly abundantly, more than I even thought possible. And so if you're out there, man, listen to me. God will fulfill that in your life, because he's no respecter of persons. What he has done for us, he will do for you.
And I will also say, women, God has a man for you, a man who is after his heart and who will love God first and will treat you as a daughter of the King. And you will have that unity in marriage. And so hold on to that. Don't compromise.
Amen. If you just tuned in, we're talking with authors James and Mindy Bradford. They have a new book called Masculinity by Design, Finding Your True North. And we just really have been enjoying hearing about this book, both from a male and female's perspective. James, let me ask you, why do you think, or what do you think are the most challenging aspects of God's design for masculinity?
We try to drag our worldly or earthly identity into the kingdom. Looking back in my life, I believe there's four drivers of faulty identities. I call it the approval syndrome, performance trap. If I feel like
we're unworthy,
like we're unworthy, we self-sabotage. Like for me, I was an athlete, bodybuilder, football player. Everything was about performance and about acceptance, approval of people. That is contrary to the kingdom of God. God loves me independent of that. So until I deal with my identity and get a God's perspective on who I am in Christ, I will struggle. Because I will be saved, but I haven't had a heart change. Because Proverbs, as you know, Pastor, says, above all else, guard the heart. Because out of it flows the issues of life. So if I still believe my worth is based on approval of man, I will always struggle as a man of God. So it's getting my identity aligned with what Christ says about me, not what the world tells me makes me valuable.
Well, let me ask you this. What does a son need from his dad versus what a daughter needs from her dad?
A son needs identity apart from works. At Jesus' baptism, he had not done a miracle, had not preached a sermon. God the Father spoke and said, "This is my son." A father needs to establish sonship, and a woman needs to be taught to value herself and know her worth. And not compromise. That's what I really believe a son and a daughter needs from a father.
Such good stuff. You know, the nuclear family's kind of gone by the wayside, unfortunately, it seems like. But let me ask you both, why is the nuclear family so important?
The nuclear family is so important because it's just become so broken. And as a teacher, I saw this on a daily basis in my classroom with my students. And it's just become, unfortunately, very normal. But the nuclear family is God's design. God created male and female. He created us to have oneness and to be married and to have a family. And when that becomes broken, God hates divorce. But it's not so much that God hates divorce. He does, don't get me wrong. But he knows how much that's going to affect both people and the fallout with the children and other people in the family. And it is just, if we could get through life in a perfect world and not have to go through that, then so many other people would not suffer the loss of the trauma of the things that happen that cause those divorces.
In our book, we have a section we talk about never fight with gravity, and I see it that simplistic. God designed marriage to function a certain way, just like he did the law of gravity. And if we would honor his design for marriage with the same level of honor we give the law of gravity, things would go a lot better, be a lot less broken children, and society overall would just function a lot more smoothly.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but man, what a great, great book. This is. I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of Masculinity by Design, Finding True North. The authors are James and Mindy Bradford, so I want to encourage you to get a copy of that. What's the best way to get a copy of this?
Amazon or masculinitybydesign.com is our website. You can get it there, too.
All right. For James and Mindy Bradford, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.